The Daily Talk Show, episode 606.
What's happening, guys? What's going on?
Kapanen. Did you say Kapanen?
Yeah, what's Kapanen?
Oh, look, not much. We were just having a bit of a debate. We were talking about Flo Rida.
Yeah.
And you pointed out the reason he's called Flo Rida is...
because he's from Florida. F-L-O-R-I-D-A, Florida.
Bogan. And I didn't know that. And then I went down this rabbit hole, saying Mr. Worldwide, realised I've been thinking about Pitbull the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's different?
Dad's at it again.
talk about being a dad. You listen to AM radio now.
Yeah, you know what? The thing about having it on any kind of FM station, you get music, which triggers Bodhi to then want his music. But if we can just have voices, it's fine. And there's actually a guy on 774. Can you look him up? He does the Brekkie show. He's the best. I want him on the show. I really like him.
Is he based in Melbourne?
I think so. Yeah, I think it is. He's so
Sammy J.
Yep, Sammy J. He's a real character, and he can and he can work his voice, and he can just talk, and he's clever. I've got a bit of a crush on him. I like him.
Yeah, I never got into that side of sort of media consumption as a kid, but I wish I did. I feel like I'd be smarter if I did.
What's funny is that I never would think of myself as someone that listens to radio, let alone AM, but it's just happened because of having a kid. And so then there's also like another classical station that I listen to because it calms Bobo down. Last night he was on fire.
So at the office? He was at the office,
You started him at the office doing trust falls off the table.
Yeah.
And
he was catching me.
Yeah, he was falling back. Well.
But you had to then – well, I was doing a few things. Not only that, he enjoyed me grabbing him by the arms and doing spins. Yeah. And then I was like – I remember like Dancing with the Stars where they would have – like grab an arm and a leg and do it. And so I was doing that as well and he was getting right behind it. And so then, after getting dizzy for a while, I was like, okay, maybe now just do fall back from the desk. And he was getting – but you had to explain to him. It's like, so now if Josh wasn't here or no one was here, what would happen?
You got to treat him like they're dumb because he just doesn't know. They don't know what they don't know.
Yeah.
And so he would have tried to fall back, do a trust fall off a table.
You reckon he would have?
Nah. I give him the benefit of the doubt that he wouldn't, but I also like to just do it just in case. Mm-hmm. It's for my conscience.
No, okay.
But anyway, last night he knows, you know, when I think pets or like they know, like birds, if you feed birds in a spot, they'll come back for, they'll come back for the food. They know it's like animals are very good at that and resourceful at like, if I can get something somewhere and then they start just, coming back. It's why you always see something like, someone at a holiday house can feed birds on there.
Why is it always a holiday house? Why don't we make it just a house thing? Only on holidays do we feed birds? Well, true. When you said feeding birds, I'm like, Marimbula, Hamilton Island.
I've
never done it. I want to do it at home. I want to be in Collingwood just with a piece of bread and waiting for some hawk to come and take it.
Maybe it's like it's real sort of it seems derelict or something in city. Living to do it, to feed birds, you could be seen as someone who's
like a bird man.
Bird man, yeah. But when you're on holiday, there's something, it's an Instagrammable moment.
They're colourful.
And so Bodhi is that bird that has found the food, and that food lives at Michelle Timms' house, our next door neighbour.
Hard to Timms's.
Yeah, Michelle Timms.
Timms.
Ex basketball.
Mm-hmm. Still plays, probably.
One of the best. Has a coaching program. Look that up. Let's put it in the show notes. Has a business that she started. Anyway.
Could we play basketball with her soon, do you think?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we had a piss up last night at her joint.
You were saying she enjoys white wine and gin?
Well, they're the drinks that I've seen her and spoken to her when she's having. And so, anyway, we went in and it was impromptu. And next minute we got wine out. Bodhi's running around. And Bodhi goes straight to Michelle's chocolate drawer.
He knew where the chocolate drawer was.
He knows where the fucking chocolate drawer in Michelle's house is.
Where is it?
I don't even know. I just see him going. He's like, she's like, yep, go to the drawer. And he just runs over, gets his chocolate. And by the end of the night, Bodhi had this huge piece of chocolate covering his face and it was melted. And he's just like jumping around. He was so high on sugar and he had the leaf blower just walking around blowing shit, like doing that, like not blowing anything, but just like, look at me. Anyway. What I worked out, it was the chocolate on his face was from an ice cream. And this was – I got handed half a Magnum from my wife. And I should have been suspicious at this point because who hands over half a Magnum?
I feel like I know where this is going.
Mate, because I started eating that Magnum and I
like, this is the best Magnum I've ever had?
Nah, see, I was a bit pissy and I was like, anyway, I just started, I was like, it doesn't taste quite right. And I was like, ate the sort of chocolate on it. I was like, that's nice. And then I was like, sorry, what is wrong with this Magnum? I said, oh, is this soy? Is this a soy Magnum? Vegan. And they're like, yeah. No wonder it got handed to me from my wife. It was atrocious.
It's a big thing. I saw atrocious. Shannon from Queensland. She reckons it's their best. Whatever she had the other night. She has an ice cream every night, by the way. Every night after dinner.
I messaged her because I saw her posting about how she was something about like a soy. I was having the one that she had. That's why I was like, oh my God, someone else is posting about
this. But she was saying it's better than a Magnum.
I disagree. I heavily disagree.
What was the – but the other thing that Shannon said was she liked it because it didn't have that coconut milk taste.
Shannon had the almond dairy-free one. She says they're great.
Almond dairy-free. Yeah, I mean, I think some people would really like it. But when you're just thinking that you're having a normal Magnum and it is very disappointing, to be honest.
Do you remember the first time you ever had a Magnum?
Absolutely not. I once
What, do you?
Yes.
That's really
weird. It was on the it was on a boat. It was you know, the boat that's near it's not Blair Gowrie or whatever, but it goes from like the Mornington Peninsula to Queenscliff Ferry. And must have been my mum's auntie, it would have been in the 90s, and she said, oh, I'll buy you an ice cream, what do you want? And I just like, Magnums were for adults. And I just fucking tossed a coin and thought, fuck it, I'll do it. And I'm like,
get it
a Magnum, please. And she's like, sure. And so that was it. Because I used to have the Choc Wedges, which is a extremely povo Magnum.
Yeah.
It's actually a joke if you compare it to a Magnum. And so, yeah, that was the first time. I just remember being on the boat, just like, and mum, like her face, like just seeing, it's like seeing your kid rock up, like driving a Tesla. Where the fuck do you get that from?
Yeah. When I lived in Shep, I had a couple of housemates and Tracy, one of them, said to me, oh, can you get me some ice cream from the store? I was going to Coles and I said, what do you want? She said, something really good, something. Anyway, so I was like, okay. And then I went and I was like, I got her So Good.
Oh, no.
Which
why?
Because I just heard so the good bit. I was like, oh, she definitely said the good, something really good, something so good. So I got back and I had this, I was like.
So disappointing.
Like, yeah. Got it so good.
Connoisseur ice cream, still a thing?
Yeah.
Still get the tubs of Connoisseur? I feel like they've branched out into stick ice creams now, but can you just.
I think you can, yeah.
I got the best ice cream of, I think it's my favourite flavour.
What is it?
Caramel, fudge brownie caramel, but it's not dark chocolate ice cream. The problem with all those ones is that it's a chocolate based ice cream.
Which I like.
I didn't want that. So this Connoisseur one is, can you look it up, Sevs? It's like a caramel vanilla base with caramel through it and also chocolate brownie bits.
Almost like a cookies and cream.
Yeah, but way better. It's my favourite one.
Okay.
I've eaten heaps of that shit in my time and I've never felt compelled to say something's my favourite because I'm like, oh, I like cookies and cream. I like the vanilla one. I like the macadamia and salted caramel.
It's actually on sale at Woolies at the moment.
What? How much?
$7.50.
Life hack. $7.50 sounds expensive.
No. Was $11.
I paid $11 for it and it was fucking worth $11.
Whereabouts? Woolies?
Yeah, Woolies.
Now, can you make sure that that's in store and not just online?
I believe it is in store.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Do you know the biggest...
just quickly, Josh, Shannon wants to know your favourite ice cream flavour or your favourite ice cream ever.
It's a good question.
See what I mean? Like you love a lot of ice cream. I'm the same guy, but and so I haven't
flavors. So like for me, it was like a I think in Italian it's fondant. Like it's like a dark chocolate that I'd always have when I'd be in like Italy and getting the chocolate. And so it's like real. It's sort of shit your pants dark. You know, like real. It's like hurts your tummy afterwards. But it's great. That with like a peanut butter is great. You wouldn't say that in Italy. Mm. Peanut, what are you laughing at?
Why are you talking about gelato in Italy?
Yeah.
You have, yeah, you're not going to see that in gelato, the peanut butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that not make sense?
No, that makes sense.
So, like, if you go to Melbourne, if you go to Messina,
yeah,
you'll
sure.
see, like, the Elvis where they put brioche and they put, like, you're not going to a gelato place
in Italy
and saying, like, that type of...
Oh, we've completely bastardized ice cream in Australia. Uh-huh. Like, it's amazing, but it's kooky as hell. Mm. Like, you get the classic flavors in Italy.
Yeah.
You're getting... Exactly. Lemons, you know, you're getting lemon, you're getting sorbet,
like sorbet
stuff, and then you're getting tiramisu.
Yeah, sure. But sorbet, vanilla. Like lemon, I see as a it's a palate cleanser at best. You know what I mean? Like it's a thing to reset before. I'm serious though.
No, I know what you mean. And the thing is, when I was in Sorrento in Italy, had some of the best ice cream. I asked a person walking next to us. And they said, you got to go. Oh, no, I was sitting in a nice restaurant and we said, where should we get gelato? And man or woman said, down here, look there, that's where it is. Do not get the ones where you can see the ice cream. Mm-hmm. It's in the tin, they have to lift up the lid.
It shouldn't be a lump of ice. You shouldn't be able to see the gelato.
Yeah.
It should be covered.
And so I went and I got the best tiramisu ice cream I've ever had in my life.
I reckon I've been to that same one.
Yeah.
In Sorrento.
Yeah.
Did you have to sit down outside? Like there's like there were, tables and stuff?
There was there's a little table area, but it was just
I mean, you're describing a lot of gelato places. mean,
but we went to get ice cream and just went to walk away like a normal person, but it's like, no, you have to sit down.
Do you know
they made
like
you nah.
Are you talking about Sorrento, Italy or Sorrento
Italy?
Because you were down the Mornington Peninsula on the weekend.
Yeah, that's true.
Drinking anything.
Yeah,
and everything.
But yeah, they did the vanilla slices, yeah. a vanilla slice would be great in an ice cream as well. Or right. even a lemon you're gonna move on from food chat.
How much I'm happy to go food chat because it's just ice cream chat. It's not as triggering. Who does if you don't like ice cream, get out. Yeah. What's the most you've paid for an ice cream on this earth?
I actually know. San Diego.
America.
$20 for a cone.
What?
Yeah.
Actually, I reckon 12 euros or 11 euros.
Well,
or
that would be,
so around $20.
It was outrageous. It was in the.
So much money,
in San Diego, they've got like the island where they've got like the big the hotel with the architecture and stuff. I just remember like it was it's a classic tourist trap. But I've also done the same thing going to Paris and getting crepes under the Eiffel Tower. It's just like you couldn't get more sort of tourist scum than that.
Yeah. And they're average at best. Like you're not getting the best quality. Oh, isn't that annoying that
you tourist more?
Yeah, the tourist traps are never the good stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's
do you remember when I did had a whole segment?
Life traps.
No, yeah. Life traps, that was when you were traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there was definitely one around. I don't mind paying a bunch, but paying a bunch for shit food is the absolute worst.
It's very disappointing.
I mean, I feel like when people come to Melbourne, where are the go-to places in Melbourne?
Tourist traps are Lygon Street, so Italian inspired, Chapel Street, any of the main, Chadston, they're all sort of, where tourists head to, Hosier Lane or around there.
Where could you get? I'm trying to think of what would a tourist trap be? Like you're going to get good smashed avo basically anywhere.
Yeah, but to go to a boutique-y style cafe, then you go to AU79. It's not in the city, it's outside, mm-hmm. but then you go to Lygon Street because it's like, that's the Italian quarters of the CBD. And then it's just average food.
Well, it's like, I guess,
in most
maybe like the coffee club. Like, you shouldn't go to sort of those bigger establishments.
Unless you're Harry.
Yeah, Harry. Happy Harry when he was in Melbourne. Bree and I wanted to go somewhere nice for breakfast. He's like, I want to go to coffee club at the train station.
It makes sense. I mean, regional living in Shepparton, there is coffee clubs. People actually go to these places as the locals.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
If you just want a banana bread, it makes sense, you know? Makes sense.
George, Mornington Peninsula.
Yep, I was down there on the weekend.
Our travel reporter, George.
how was it?
Yeah, it was nice. Mm-hmm. I was down there with the family, so it was my uncle's 60th. It was like probably like 20 people. down there.
All family?
All family. All cousins, partners, aunties, uncles.
How often do you see him?
Not very often. Mm-hmm. Like maybe like once. Oh, some cousins maybe a few times a year, but the other ones not for years. Mm. Yeah.
How do you go with family that you haven't seen? Like sometimes family
it's all right.
get-togethers can be a bit painful.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm okay with it. I like it's good to catch up with people, but
it's such a diplomatic answer. Isn't it?
Yeah, look, you know, it's great to see
others.
It's a
temperament thing. But I mean, I'm all right with it as long as you have time to just sort of
relax.
Do your own thing.
But you did on one occasion drink wine, beer, gin.
Drink a lot.
Yeah. You went hard?
Yeah, wine, beer, gin, champagne.
I mean, that helps get through any family occasion. Christmas night, I hadn't told you this, woke up to just vicious screaming. So I was up in Amy's mum's house up in Sydney, and very quiet out in the burbs where she lives in this sort of like countryside area. Oh man, there was some blow up between some woman and it was like obviously a family. Mm-hmm. They all got on the piss, and next minute 2 a.m. just yelling at each other out the front, just crying, just like it was all alcohol fueled. When you know it was just like someone's being so inconsolable, it's because they're pissed. They're like, go inside, like, let's get inside. No! Just like being a child out the front. It was so full on.
Well, because I'm new to sort of drinking, I've only really, so far my drinking experience has been like drinking some wine, go to bed. But I feel like this is a whole untapped potential for me, which is like I've never had a drunken blow up.
Well, the problem you at a blow up with you at best is very sort of emotional.
Draining.
You can just get stuck in this loop. Mm. So you just like, you can't get it. You know what? You know it.
Yeah.
You just have no perspective. You're like, you just keep going.
Yeah. I'd write a blog post. I'd be like, I'm getting out WordPress. And I put it away. You're not doing a blog. I'm writing about this.
Get out of, don't buy that domain.
Yeah, fuck. I wonder how many domains have been drunken domain name purchases. Well, that's a big thing.
Dumb ones.
Well, that's a big thing is like e-com, like people buying shit when they're on the piss, like e-commerce type of stuff. Brie got this, what it's called. She went to she did like an online order on Zara. And she was talking about she got this specific dress. What are you doing, Sevs?
We'll wrap it up.
Yeah. Brie got a dress. And she asked me, is it too big or do you like it? I'm like, oh, I think it looks great. Like it looks, and she wore it all day. Anyway, we were FaceTiming with Happy Harry last night. And he goes, oh, cute poncho. I was just like, oh, fuck. He knows what to say. Then he also said, he's like, then he followed it up with, hey, I need to there's a few defects in my apartment block, but I don't think they're going to take me seriously if I go on my own. Brie, do you mind coming down and pretending to be my mum?
So very just, similar
yeah,
age.
Yeah.
But look, you know, yeah. Like.
So it's a little bit of a nightmare. But Happy Harry, we'll definitely have him in the studio in the next few days.
Well, he's moved to Melbourne, so we're pumped. Yeah. All right, guys.
All right. It's a daily talk show. If you enjoyed the show, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Also, if you're just listening to us or watching us randomly, you should subscribe on whatever platform that is, whether it's YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, even Spotify. Otherwise, enjoy the rest of your day and we'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys.